Good morning, Live, Build, Change family. Do you notice we have some new music this morning? I kind of like this one. It's entitled Heroes, and I like the feeling of that for what this morning mindset is all about. And the reason I've changed the music is because I'm changing to a new topic this morning. That's something I've done before, but I just felt like it's a good segue into a new discussion, because what I want to discuss with you today is some truth of Scripture that sounds fantastical. And I don't even know if that's a word, but it sounds like unbelievable. And it's something that we in our churches have tended to not take very literally. What I mean by that is we have kind of spiritualized it. We have made these things into concepts that are, I don't know, we'll call it a positional truth rather than a literal truth. And as we get into the passage, I think you're going to understand very clearly what I mean by that. But I want you to open your Bibles, if you have the ability, to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to read to you a portion of Scripture that you likely have heard before. And I want to propose, at least in this episode, I'll begin to propose a new way, a different way of thinking of this passage. And it's not that I'm trying to come up with something new from the Scriptures. There's nothing new under the sun, especially when it comes to the Scripture, because what God wrote is what God means. And I am not one to add to the Word of God. But I am one to take it very literally when it is intended to be taken literally. And this is an epistle. This is a letter written to people who Paul was trying to instruct in their faith. And I believe he's teaching them a doctrinal piece of the Christian theology here that he meant for them to take very literally. He was trying to introduce them to some new concepts that came about because of what Jesus did. And so let's begin reading in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1. He says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." Now there's more to the passage, obviously, but that's all I'm going to read for today. And I want to point out some of the places where we have been taught by well-meaning teachers that Paul's words are symbolic, or they are spiritual truths, not necessarily practical truths. And you can start right from verse 1. It says, "You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience." Okay, so he's saying you were dead. Well, because we cannot look back at a time in our own lives when we were dead and yet we were walking, you know, he uses both of those phrases, both those words to describe us. We were walking, we were following someone else, yet we were dead. Well, how does that happen? Well, the answer traditionally has been to spiritualize it, to say this is a positional truth, or Paul is making a statement symbolically to represent what has happened to us. But I think Paul is telling us a very real truth, something that is as true can get. We, in our spirits, were dead in trespasses and sins as we followed our enemy, the devil. We were dead. We were unable to respond to God. And though we lived in this human body on this planet, our spirit was dead. It was unable to commune with God. And yet this passage says God has now, through Christ, made us alive with him. So we have this new life. That's what new life really means. Something really changed. Keep that in mind as you go through the day. And let's talk again tomorrow on The Morning Mindset.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.